down, break it 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 down.
You are listening to Rant of a Niger Boy, a podcast hosted by your very own Uyo.
What's up, guys? You guys are back for another fire episode of your favorite podcast, Rant of a Niger Boy. I can't believe you. We are currently at episode 12, and I promise this episode again, just like my previous episode, is going to be absolute fire. Before we begin, I'd like to talk to you guys about my content on Instagram, Top 5 with Rants, Mini Rants. I would love for you guys to interact more with my content. Tell me what you think. Tell me your perception of everything I've been doing so far. It will really help me a lot. It will push me a lot. I always feel like there's room for improvement, and I would like people to just communicate to me what they feel are aspects of my craft or whatever that I could improve on. Today, episode 12, I got a phenomenal guest in the building, like always, because I know I always bring fire to my podcast, the kind of guests I bring. So without further ado, it's Adu, right?
I know it's Adu.
Without further ado, my very own brother, Emmanuel.
Yeah, bonjour. Je m'appelle Emmanuel.
This friend thing, there was a time I was with somebody. I think everybody was showing off that how good they are at speaking French.
Speaking French, yeah.
So me, the way I just brought up my own French, I just brought up the French players. So I was like, bonjour, je m'appelle Suleiman. Mbappe, Pogba, Zidane,
what Kante. The hell, guys? It makes no sense.
Chouanemi, Ben Arfa.
I'm sure they were. Did they answer you?
They were feeling it. That is the thing. If you don't know how to speak French, you don't know that I'm just calling French players. You just think I'm actually. Because you have to assert the accent in it.
True. Assert the accent.
The accent, that rhymes.
Assert the accent.
No, assert the accent.
Assert the accent.
So, what's up, my brother? How are you feeling? Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. I've been longing for this episode. This is my episode.
So, yeah, today's episode is, we're going to be talking about our generation. So, anybody that was born between 1997 and, I don't know where it stops. I don't have enough intel on that. But, everybody should get the full picture. 1997 to wherever it stops, you are part of the Gen Z. And today, we're going to be talking about it. It doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about, or it doesn't mean if you are a millennial or you are part of the other generations, it doesn't mean you enjoy this, because we all know the fact of the matter remains, the reality of the situation remains, that Gen Z's are probably, for me, in my opinion, the best generation.
Yeah, the softest, normally.
Normal. Except, so millennials, big up to millennials, Generation Alpha, I don't know what's happening there. Generation Alpha, I don't know what is up with that Alpha generation, but big ups to them. They are doing what they are doing. I don't even know what they are doing, man. So, my guy, first of all, what do you think about Gen Z? Because personally, I think they are the best generation in terms of everything that has happened on planet Earth so far. I would love to say, in my opinion, Gen Z's are gems. That's what I named them. So, Gen Z's are gems. What do you think, my brother?
Well, not in everything. In terms of innovation and bringing new ways to do things, Gen Z's are, they are mad, like Maza now. But we lack in some ways too.
Morally, we are bankrupt.
Yes, my guy. Morally, exactly, my guy. I know what to come before. But yeah, honestly, morally is poor.
When it comes to morals, Gen Z's have left a good chance.
It's poor, very poor.
And before we begin, I just want to get something. What do you think about this Kelly girl? I know that's off topic. What? Let's just get it out of the way since everybody keeps on talking about the Kelly girl. What do you think about Kelly?
I don't know, man. I think it's just cruise, man. Nobody is really like exalting the babies. Just because it's in the paper those babes. So yeah, guys are just like hounding on that, yeah.
And the girls, she's so overrated. What do you see in her? My body is better than her. And that's fair for the guys to even love her more. That's more motivation to love her more.
Yeah, it's just for just to see the pain in babes, honestly. It's not as if anybody really cares.
What do you think she's overrated?
She did alright.
And that's another thing. If you say she's overrated, people say, how dare you say somebody's overrated? If you say she's underrated, the same people attack you. What's there? What's underrated?
She's alright. There's really somebody that will be fine now. Yeah, she's alright.
She's alright for sure, 100%. Right. But the one of the reasons why guys are doing this thing to girls is because of how girls dealt with guys for the whole Coupe Boys thing.
Yeah, Coupe Boys, then the Korean guys.
Yeah, BTS. Jimmy, can you imagine Jimmy that the Coupe Boys even came to Nigeria?
And they did a show, yes, now.
And people paid money to go for the show.
Your sisters were there,
Sha. Your sisters were there.
If you know your sisters were there, no more.
Do you think if Kelly holds the show, boys will turn up.
Oh God, dear, nobody's going to go for that shit, Abeg. Nobody's going to go there. Turn up for what?
So where do you want us to start from with the whole Gen Z thing? Why do you think Gen Z's are different from other generations?
I think we have found easier ways to do things. Yeah.
And it's pissing off the other generations.
Yeah, jealousy.
I saw something and it just occurred to me that it's only Gen Z that will do this thing. So I feel to an extent a lot of parents are toxic in the way they raise their child. And most, you see that there are so many kids out there or so many people that fall within the Gen Z generation that have more gratitude. Oh, they feel more of gratitude to their parents than genuine love. They are grateful they paid their school fees, they are grateful for the bills they covered, hell, whatever. So I saw this thing, I don't know if you watch this show, this Ebuka show, Judging Matters. Can you imagine that a Gen Z lady actually sued her grandparents?
Why?
Because of her grandmom borrowed money from her.
And you did not pay?
I think about 400k.
Ah. Money is loud though.
And did not pay. So the mother wanted to use the excuse that what of all the things I've done for you, I raised you.
No. You borrowed the money now. I mean, seeing her is going too far, I guess.
You think it's going too far?
Going too far. But that money, you have to pay.
So if she doesn't want to pay, what's the best thing to do? What's the best action to take?
That's hard though. Because I don't know why she would outrightly say she's not going to pay and she's actually not going to pay. Like, I'm not going to pay.
That's one thing I feel like I actually love it. I actually love with Jesse is that it's not easy to manipulate us. Because she could have been easily manipulated and said, okay, you raised me, you did this for me, boy. And remember all those things parents used to do? Let me keep the money for.
The fact that she raised her and all that, they are valid points. So. But as far as she went and she said, borrow, that's what spoiled. See, it's different if she has said, give me, and they gave you. But you went there, you said, borrow me. So if you go there, you say, borrow me. That means you have intentions on paying now. But now they are trying to say you're not paying, it means that right from the onset, you just plan to cheat her, which is painful. So,
that is the thing.
You will face your lawsuit, though.
Will not even stand for that.
No.
That's one thing about.
Nobody wants to be played like that.
Jesus can be played. People will come now and say millennials too can be played. Yes, we know you can be played. The episode is about Jesus. It's not about.
If you want your episode, send a message. So I will do your own for you.
No, I'll do millennials too are gems. Then another thing, Jesus can be manipulated. Another thing I love about, I had this conversation with somebody. So you know the period that I don't stand for drugs, whatever. Personally, I despise drugs. Yeah. I don't condone drug abuse or whatever. So, you know this particular period that they banned codeine?
Yeah.
And so, there were so many people irritated by the fact that, oh, they banned codeine and so many of these youths. Because that's one thing that they always say about our generation.
Yeah.
Excessive drug intake.
Excessive drug intake, yeah.
So, there was this, that particular period that they banned codeine or whatever. So many parents said that they banned codeine. They are so addicted to drugs. But the thing that they fail to consider is that the older generation, they are also very addicted to alcohol.
Yeah.
So imagine the roles were reversed. And me, I'm not even, let me just put it out there. I don't drink alcohol. I don't take drugs. Those things do not motivate me in any way, shape, or form. It's not my business. If you are doing that, good for you.
I can't compare alcohol to codeine.
No, my point is just I'm saying, imagine if alcohol too was banned.
Was banned.
You can't tell me that these parents that are so addicted to alcohol will not find ways to be smuggling, sneaking.
You cannot ban alcohol now.
No, I'm just
you're just imagining that it was. Well, you cannot imagine because it cannot happen.
No, that's why we have imagination now.
Okay.
Now, see, our imagination will never come to reality.
If it was banned, actually, I think it's still the Gen Z's that will complain the most.
I'm not saying complain.
Yeah?
I'm saying if it was banned. Banned. Is that grammatically correct?
Yeah, banned is correct.
Okay, if it was banned, the same parents that are complaining or the same older generation, whatever, they are complaining that, oh, Gen Z is like drugs too much. They are still the same people. They will do the same sneaky things, do the same unethical things to get alcohol.
To get alcohol, okay, I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm just saying you are just judging because you are not in that situation.
No, that's not a Gen Z problem now. That's like a human problem.
No, I'm just saying,
yeah.
No. If you look at Gen Z's in general, one of the biggest criticism is excessive drug intake.
Excessive drug, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people tend to forget that the older generation, bro, yo, the older, they take alcohol like crazy.
Excessive alcohol intake.
Crazy. And I'm not saying Gen Z's don't take alcohol, but I'm saying when you take alcohol that much, you should understand that you're not in a position to judge a generation as much as you do, because you guys do take alcohol crazy. But what do you think? Does it make sense?
Do they take alcohol more than Gen Z's? Think about it. See.
No, these guys take beer.
Yes, the drink and all that. But most times, the Gen Z's that used to always fuck up at the end, man. The excessive intake. Because normally, people drink alcohol. You can drink alcohol a lot. Some people can just drink like 2 bottles, 1 bottle. But you see a Gen Z now, they will be doing competition. Hey, guy, you know,
well, the parents too still do competition too.
But like, it's rare for you to see somebody's father. It's actually rare for you to see somebody's father. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It happens. The millennials, yeah, sometimes they collect, yes, now. Some of them, they used to be drunk and just waste. Yeah, they're drunkards a lot. But you see this Gen Z generation, the reasons in which people get drunk. I'm not trying to justify drunkenness.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Both of us, we don't do drugs. Put out the
more just casually, man. You just casually want to be high, just casually want to be drunk. Like, it's too casual. You don't have any problems. You just day, you wake up in the morning, say, they want to be drunk.
I won't agree with this one, because personally, I feel the older generation take alcohol more, way more.
I don't know. Maybe let's agree to disagree.
So, you feel Gen Z's take more alcohol?
Ha, alcohol or drugs, yeah, man. It's Gen Z's, man. Well, I think it's the Gen Z's.
And then the other thing that makes sense about the Gen Z generation is not caring. Not caring about anybody's opinion. If I cast, I cast.
Yeah, you know, that one is a good thing.
That's one of the best things.
In fact, I'm an advocate for it. It's the best thing in the world. Because, yeah, you want to be worried about what people are saying about you. You're worried about the one you heard. Not the one you know here. See, people can only have, like, thoughts, but, like, their thoughts and whatever cannot be your reality. How it is in this life, people must always create a character for you. If they know Sabi you, like if somebody doesn't know you, they just have to create an imaginary character for you. There's no how. You just get used to it and just understand that, oh, man, this person's thoughts cannot be my reality. I'm among people that say, okay, man, people can just keep talking about me. I don't really care. My mom is that if you talk about me and I hear and I feel beat you, I go beat you.
I don't advocate for violence on my platform. I won't beat you if you say
that. That's a joke. Beat you.
On that song, that cast, so like Gen Z anthem. Gen Z anthem on our album, the song cast. Because we just don't care. Gen Z are just a generation that they don't care about anybody's opinion. See what you want to say about me. I'm not saying some people are not heavily bothered by people's perception of their personality. I know, but this Gen Z generation are just a generation that we're just going to live our life. You see,
it's good and it's bad at the same time. It can also be bad.
Not caring about people.
Because people might be doing the wrong thing. I'm saying, I don't care. Let me live my life.
That's the other way.
Do you get?
That's the other side of the coin to look at it from.
Okay, you see.
That's another bad thing. That's the I'm not going to just come here and say, oh, Gen Z's, and put whatever plot it. We're also going to lament.
Because morally, Omo. you hear things. So
and that's the thing about Gen Z's again. We really want to accept advice that doesn't go in line with our own.
And you don't own up. Process. You don't own up to the things you did. If you fucked up, Omo, just own up. Say, okay, yes, I think I did wrong. Every time you want to defend. No, you can't always defend. You're not perfect. Sometimes
Gen Z's are very defensive.
Yes, very extremely defensive. You always try to find a quote that justifies your stupidity. you always find a quote. You fuck up, finish. You come and tweet nonsense. You come and write nonsense on your status. Like, man, just go and say sorry to whoever you fucked up today.
And that's another thing feel Gen Z's do.
There's always a quote.
This, I'll post whatever I want to post on my status. Nobody buy data for me.
That one
trends a lot. That one is very rampant.
The internet does not forget, though.
that's another thing about just not caring. And it could go either way. The bad thing is a good thing.
The bad thing is a good thing.
But the fact that we just don't care about anybody's opinion, for me, I see it more of good.
You cannot give it a general conclusion.
Yeah, because you know our parents. Parents love to say this, but they care about people's opinion.
Hey, very well.
They care about what people say about their kids. They care about... But also, I just live in a generation where Gen Z's, we don't necessarily care about what anybody else
says. Parents believe that your success or you moving forward always depends on people. It's always, it's always, you don't know when you see this person tomorrow. You don't know this, you don't know that. These people are watching you. How somebody give you, you that looks like this, how somebody give you a job, stuff like that. It's always how will people perception. It's not about what you yourself can provide, what you yourself can do. It's not about your abilities, it's about how people perceive you. So,
that's one thing, and that's another thing, because people, you know, who have already acknowledged Gen Z's were morally bankrupt, our integrity bank balance has been depleted.
I swear, minus
our respect. So, there's always this thing like, agents, okay, you already touched on the point, you're just doing stupid things. Maybe you're a guy, you're dating 17 girls, it's my life, leave me, I don't care what people say, or maybe I,
you're in your father's house and you're smoking. And you're complaining, you're coming online to complain that my dad did this, I want to move out of the house.
When it's obviously your fault, is he meant to
inside his house, though?
Smoking, and yes,
you want to move out, your parents are toxic because it's me, you know, smoking book.
Exactly, your parents are toxic because they say, you know, smoking book. But, again, sir, the way you just touched on parenting thing, I have a genuine fear. Because now, obviously, me, I'm 24.
I know what you want to say,
Jack. I just turned 24. You're 24, I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Most of us now, we Gen Z's, we're now getting to be parents.
Parents, yeah.
And I have a very genuine fear.
That will be a disaster.
Disaster class. Catastrophe as parents.
Exactly. That's why sometimes when you see people judging their parents, you see people saying, no more, don't pick if you have not been there. You might not know how it is. You'll be like, this is how to raise a child. This is how to raise a child. You don't raise Pekin before. You didn't tell people how to raise a child. You can only do your best. The child will still go out and like see different things. It's the child itself that will pick what you want to do with his life.
Exactly. No matter
you can, if like use gun, point them for the Pekin head, say, don't move. You will see what you want to do at the end of the day.
And at the end of the day, you know, as a parent, obviously, your primary job is to navigate the child through life. But I feel it in my heart of hearts
that the navigation of
people are going to fuck up big time as parents. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we're going to tolerate too many things. And I heard some of these quotes is that when you tolerate.
Wait. We? We are going to tolerate?
Yes, now I'm going to tolerate too many. We'll be too tolerant. And once you tolerate everything, you stand for nothing.
And I think most people are going to do it the way their parents did it after all this. See, most of this.
I believe
you are taking your conclusion from what you are seeing online. Because people is don't do this to the child, don't do that to the child. Most of these people are just talking. See, your Pekin will use your eye and see something, my guy.
You will see shaking.
You will see the devil face to face. No, man, I think.
No, do you know what I say? You are too tolerant. Okay. A Gen Z parent that maybe has lived life, has witnessed everything life has so far. Let's say the fact of the matter. Smoking is wrong.
Yeah.
Taking alcohol is wrong.
Bad for the system, yeah.
A 14-year-old girl or a 15-year-old girl or a 15-year-old guy, 14-year-old guy, whatever, should not be in a position where he's having multiple sex partners.
No.
Or even one sex partner.
Yeah, at that age, no.
But we're going to condone it.
No,
I'm not saying me. I'm not going to condone
it. Okay.
But I'm saying the generation, we Gen Z's, most of us are going to condone it.
Yeah, so I get your point now. But let me just
that is why I feel the disaster class is coming.
That's where
we Gen Z's are spared.
And the moral bankruptcy is coming to play again. Yes, no, exactly. It's going to happen.
A Gen Z parent might his 13-year-old guy, his 13-year-old son or daughter smoking. What's the big deal?
But in like the Western world, you know, these things are like normal.
Exactly, I don't want us to get. I feel if we get to a position where there are too many similarities between us and America, it's a problematic situation.
Okay,
it's a very, very bad thing for us. I don't want us to go there. People want us to have that.
To have that, yeah.
Because even the Western world, they've discarded so many things: morals, religion. I don't want us to ever be in that position.
And personally, Sha, I don't think there is a straightforward path in raising a child. Just have to bring up your own methods, man. Trials and failures. Wallahi, there's no straightforward way of doing it. Because your child, you might want to flog the child. Child is running from the house. There are some that you flog, but okay, they will still stay inside. There are some of them that, they are just outrightly. Because you went to secondary school, and I went to a boarding house. I've seen people. I went to a boys in an all boys boarding house. I've seen boys that very stubborn. People that are very stubborn, they have to break their bones. They were so stubborn. Police would come to school to come and carry his students. When did you have the time to go outside school to go and rob? People are very, very, very stubborn. So, man, at the end of the day, and everybody will pray to their elder.
I mean, like, we'll slander Gen Z, and the episode is Gen Z and James. So let's talk about what I love the most.
Okay.
About Gen Z's.
Gen Z and James.
Bro, our ability to hustle. It's a good thing and a bad thing too at the same time, sure.
Well, don't you owe that to the millennials? They made us suffer so much that we can hustle. So,
guy, I'm telling you, Gum, because of at the age of 15, 14, a Gen Z is already thinking of how I'm going to be a millionaire before 20.
Yeah.
Our ability to hustle, our ability to have so many out of the box hustle, we're always thinking progressively. How am I going to make money out of this thing? How am I going to start a business out of this thing? That is what I love, and I feel that's where to an extent. There's beef with, I don't know, the parents.
But don't you think that's based on the kind of environment?
That's why I say it's a good thing and a bad thing. Because one...
So we're talking about Gen Z's in a particular area, right? Like it's African part of the world.
You know, Africans, I'm not talking about...
Okay.
I'm talking about the world. Ha. But we can also expand it.
No, in that sense, we cannot really expand it too.
Why is it
so? Wallah, we can't expand it. Wallah. In that sense, wallah. We can't expand it in that sense because... See, at that age, 15, 17, you're just done with secondary school. Then you understand that, the government doesn't really care about me. If I go to school, what do I want to go and study now? Okay, if I'm done studying it, we have 15,000 graduates. Sorry, 15 million graduates per year. Then we have they will have like 2,000 jobs per year. How? So that's where the housing spirit will start entering you. I have to find a way out. I have to find something. I have to do something for myself. But in the world where things are working, you have something like unemployment benefits.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Who do you attribute this to more? So now, normally or prior to this new generation, this new movement that we have, the blueprint for success was get quality education, do your master's, whatever, apply for jobs or start a business.
Yeah.
But who are we going to attribute this to more? Is it the millennials or the Gen Z's? The fact that we actually found a way to break out of that blueprint, break out of that pathway, and just find other ways. Maybe now some people now have this mindset that I don't really need to go to university.
Everybody played a role. Honestly, everybody played a role. Everybody played a role.
No, why I said okay, it's Gen Z's and millennials.
Okay. No, my conclusion, I think the Gen Z's have to take this one. Yes, definitely.
Because, guy, let me tell you something. When it comes to being analytical, I think the Gen Z could just come to somewhere and just see something. Maybe an idea will just start sparking. Let me do this out of this. Let me do this out of this. Let me do this out of this.
Yeah. So, and Omo, talking from a tech bro perspective, wow, if you're in a gathering with other tech bros, my guy.
Who are we going to say?
Before you finish your 20-minute discussion, 20 ideas have popped out.
But what are we going to say? Because now, obviously, we know the money is in the tech world.
Yeah.
So who are we going to say are more into the tech? The millennials or the Gen Z's?
It's the Gen Z's now.
Because the Gen Z's are so innovational. Yeah.
Innovative.
Oh, is innovative. Because the Gen Z's are so innovative.
Yeah, so innovative.
For sure. That's one thing I like.
Personally, why I went into tech, why I went into computer science was because of the flexibility of the whole thing, man. Like, the fact that I don't have to, I can work remotely, I can be self-taught, the fact that I can make a lot of money, not by doing less work, but by like doing the things that really matter. That's the work itself. Not having to worry whether, your hair, your suit, your tie, stuff like that. I don't have to attend to customers directly. I can just write my code. That's why I say the thing run. Okay, like that's all, man. That's just my part of the job.
Man, that is one thing. I mean, working from home. We're getting to a world where people will not be applying for jobs again. All these government jobs, EFCC will be empty, ICPC. PEMCO will be empty because, guy, everybody just has this mindset that...
No, in Nigeria, all those federal jobs will never be empty in this life.
Because they pay well.
Ha! For life, even this one, I'm saying tech like this. Give me better director position.
You leave your tech.
I'll dump my laptop, my guy.
But tech, they're making so much money from tech.
I'm just saying, never. Why? Never. This will leave out. This will leave out for me, man. This will leave out for me.
And this, one thing about Gen Z is before... We are now moving towards aspiring to have occupations that don't really align with the norms of everybody.
Mm.
So we are breaking out. So before, you know, once you check out, what's that in Slum Book or whatever?
What?
That thing that in magazines or whatever, future occupation.
Okay,
Slum Book. Before, it was always doctor, lawyer.
You write doctor.
No, me, I wrote...
What did I even write, Tiff?
I wrote accountant.
Oh, lie, I wrote computer scientist.
No, me, I wrote accountant, I wrote computer from scientist. Primary school, I always wanted to be an astronaut.
For primary school, I knew that... See, I didn't even know... Any, see, when they brought my jam form, I was looking at it like, wait till I want to write for this form now, because I knew I didn't want to be a doctor. I knew I don't want to do anything, any professional course.
No, me...
I knew that, man.
But now, if you go to... Us, let me say, since me, I'm 1998. You are...
98, man.
Why the older Gen Z's?
No, I'm younger.
The Gen Z started from 1997.
That's your business. So, yeah, me, I'm a small boy.
No, we're still young. Relatively, we're still young.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that...
Gen Z-ly
from okay. The Gen Z perspective.
All right.
But what me, I'm saying is that if you look at where we got to, we Gen Z's, the latter Gen Z's or whatever, it was now how to be a blogger, social media expert, podcaster, content creator.
Yeah.
That's one thing I feel... If there's one thing I love about the Gen Z's thing again, is the fact that we just changed the norm to there are other ways to make money.
To make money,
and we exploited
it. Not the traditional go and find a job and you get company car, all that shit.
Omo, who has time to find a job?
Because nowadays, Gen Z, we are skill driven. Everybody wants a skill.
Gen Z's who are too sensitive. Yeah. If you go to the office, if your boss just shouts on you, toxic workplace, I cannot do it again.
No, boss, you work for yourself.
It's better to just do your business yourself. We don't have time for
this. No, the way it is now, actually, I think because of the way Gen Z's behave, even the bosses are not adjusting. Because now people now consider your feelings. They don't just back then they'll call you and be your boss will call you an idiot, you're stupid, stuff like that, insulting you outrightly. I mean, nowadays they will look at your eye first.
And Gen Z massive actually we are making people acknowledge the mental side of life.
Yeah, a lot.
Before it was just
mental. As in once, if you say you're depressed, you carry to your left like this, straight up, man. Everything is madness. Have ADHD, you be mad like this, straight up. It's like,
ADHD. Yeah. Do you know I actually learned of that thing recently?
Yeah, almost everybody did. And now there's a problem. Everybody see the
attention deficit.
I don't know the meaning.
Hypersensitive disorder. Is that what it is? Let me Google it. Do you know, funny enough, I just learned of it. Recent.
Yeah, and it's a serious problem. Like a lot of people have it.
A lot of people are waiting.
Are you about to say you have it now too?
No, I don't have it.
Because all of them just did the diagnose themselves.
No. Yeah, attention. Oh. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. No. I don't think people diagnose themselves. I know there are a lot of people that just diagnose themselves and say, I have this.
Yeah, because they want to be cool.
It now makes. But I know that they are said, but I don't want to sound insensitive to this mental disorder.
Yeah,
it's a serious issue.
It's a very, very serious issue. Yeah.
Seek help. But please don't diagnose yourself.
Don't diagnose yourself, please.
And there's nothing. You don't have to use it to look cool or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people just want
just
to.
Just seek help.
Just
if you feel some type of way. There's no physical.
But honestly, I just learned of it recently. But that's another thing. We actually brought light to the whole mental side of things before. But another thing is that, do you think Gen Z's were too sensitive? There's a way this conversation can go. I feel some of us need to have thicker skin.
Yeah, it's two ways. It goes two ways. I think some people are very sensitive. Why sometimes, outrightly, you are right to be sensitive to the situation? Because there are some things people do, but they think it's not an offense, like body shaming people. Being sensitive to body shaming is good sensitivity.
It's good sensitivity.
Because in this part of the world, people just, do you understand? They will just, I say as you fat.
Like, and we do that in a lot too.
You get. Everybody's guilty of it because someone will just say it.
No.
We say it outrightly because we don't know.
As sensitive as Gen Z, I were probably one of the most insensitive people on earth.
Extremely.
Because, guy, if we could go back to secondary school, the amount of things we say
let's
to ourselves.
Let's not go there.
Guy, there are certain things
that's
that we say
too
to
much.
Each other
that
have scarred.
Yeah. Scarred people, yeah.
That have scarred people for life.
Yeah.
Because of we used to say so many things without even taking into consideration at this person. We just want to yab ourselves. So, honestly, I wish this was a video format so that people see official expression. But
I'm very soft, sha.
I'm getting fucked out here. But at the end of the day, that's one thing I like. But do you think another issue about Gen Z is almost they live fake life?
Yeah. See, hey, Jesus.
No, give your story.
I don't have a story, but the amount of fake life is too much. So,
that generation,
don't live your life based on social media standard. Just take your journey soft. Don't rush.
Everybody moves at their own pace.
Just move at your own pace. See, people are fucking up outside. People are borrowing what they cannot pay.
And I haven't. I did an episode. Fake life is the new normal. You guys should check it out after listening to this episode.
No, the fake life for Gen Z is too much. Everybody wants to be among. Everybody wants to belong to a crew. Just want to be among the cool ones.
And that is what I was going to say myself. When you see people's life on social media, you now be wondering. With the same workout.
You understand? You now be as if you're not working hard. Okay. That's why you are doing something. You're up to something. You're looking forward to something. You're working towards something. Don't worry, man. Just keep up the work. Most times it pays, man. Like 99.9% of times it pays. Yeah. Just and that doing the right thing, no.
This one that you're preaching. That's one thing I love about our generation. Yeah. We don't care about motivational speakers. It doesn't.
Jesus Christ. I hate motivational speeches so much.
Me, I want to be a motivational speaker. God.
We know if you be guys after that. I don't like it because I don't like when people speak vaguely, speak in parables. If you when you say something like, if you want something, go for it. I don't know how to explain, but you don't speak in context. You just speak like your statement is just so wide. It's not directed at something.
It's
like, okay, alpha guy, like, okay, let me say I want to learn something from you. I'll be like, okay, now alpha, teach me this thing. You now start telling me something like, just concentrate. You can do better.
As in much?
I don't understand how to take this thing from here to here. You're telling me to keep pushing. It's not working. I'm pushing it manually. Come on, tell me how to do. I don't know that people are getting me.
But the older generation more than they fall for motivation.
They love it. They love it so much. Go and check their WhatsApp status now.
Do you see this thing that there was this viral picture that went? I see this viral picture. This picture that went viral. That you see inside there's a problem. The guy, the boss now replied to him, where you see problem, I see opportunities.
The guy
there's an opportunity, they're studying all the money.
I used to do that thing, Sha. But honestly, that my boss was right. I won't lie. It was just me being.
Where you see problems, I see opportunities.
Yeah. Okay, opportunities and problems. Not that kind of problem.
So that's another thing I love. We don't care about it. It doesn't get to us, man. If you make it, you make it. All motivational speeches, all those things. I don't have time to stay. Imagine some people stay 10 minutes. Okay, it works for. If it works for you, good for you. Okay, it works for some people. If it works for you, good for you. But man, I'm just saying. Most of us.
Everybody has their own drive. Everybody has what pushes them.
Most of us, we
don't. For some people, it might be the motivational speech, right? For some of us, it might be doing the actual work. I mean, as far as I'm doing the actual work. I don't really care about whether I'm being pushed. I mean, even when I'm failing on my own, I know that, okay, I'm trying to do it. That's enough push for me. I don't need the verbal, you can do this, throwbacks and all that.
And the good thing about Gen Z is that I feel other generations, they actually waited to the latter stages of their life to get to the top. We can see a 22-year-old guy now, CEO of a company.
It's because that's very popular in this part of the world because of it mostly boils down to civil jobs. All those jobs that you have to have levels. You can be a junior developer for 3 years. By the time you're 35, like this, you'll be a CEO. Most of these fintech companies, they are not really old men now, 35, 38,
yeah,
32.
we tapped into social media and tech. They are just
and it's biggest. A good thing because we are now taking Nigeria to the world.
Gen Z,
because that's what everybody's concentrating on. If we had left it for those people,
but the other generation, they will flop out.
Is anything, no, those people, they will still be looking for oil. Nah.
I tell you,
we are past that. We are trying to keep up now. We're trying to keep up with the rest of the world.
So I don't know. I just feel. And one thing again about our generation, we've actually seen everything in life. No, when I say seen everything in life, as in, as we've gotten older, we've actually witnessed the world evolve from this.
Well, I've been in many decades now.
I'm telling you.
We're in 19-something stage, we're in the 2000 stage, we're in the 2010 stage now.
We're from DVDs. From DVDs to downloading movies on our phone, downloading movies on laptop. We went from Nokia 3310. So BlackBerry, guys, did you ever think BlackBerry would die?
Never.
Hi, people died for BlackBerry then. People died. let me ask you something. The iPhone frenzy and the BlackBerry frenzy, which one was bigger?
It's iPhone now, come on. It can't be the BlackBerry.
Man. BlackBerry was something else. Bro.
See, BlackBerry was not as long as the iPhone. See, every year the iPhone comes out, the hype comes again.
No. Do you know why BlackBerry even messed up? they messed up with that they are selling the rights to
the BBM, yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
To
when Android, they gave Android, that's everything.
Okay, when BlackBerry was there, people used to their school fees, everything's guy, people were willing to do the most immoral thing.
Are you sure? Guy, iPhone.
Guy, BlackBerry was crazy,
nah,
man.
Bro.
No, okay, you know, in this iPhone era that we're living in, Samsung is still competing to an extent. Guy, when BlackBerry came, it dominated every single
competing
thing.
To which extent? Lol.
Samsung is still competing. God. There are still so many people that don't tell you they prefer Samsung.
It's competing.
To iPhone.
It's competing. Yes, yes, yes. It's just like saying Man U is still competing for the league. So
guy,
yes.
We're not bringing football.
Yes, they are competing, but.
Wait, no, guy, when BlackBerry was hot, man, BlackBerry was one of the hottest things, though. Everybody wanted the BlackBerry. In fact, do you know
why? How many years did BlackBerry last for?
I can't imagine. Even when we're in this thing, when we're in secondary school, all those slum books, people intentionally put
their BlackBerry
BBP
pin, yeah, yeah.
Just so that they'll see how many people in class had a BlackBerry phone. A BlackBerry
hey
was
God,
mad.
I beg. True.
BlackBerry was mad.
Some people will form number safe. That's no
exactly. BlackBerry, do you know how happy people were when BBP was now, when BBM was now sucking
on Android? I shall use BlackBerry, but a BlackBerry was half dead, man.
No, a BlackBerry, and they kept on, when they, BlackBerry was now dying to an extent, and now brought out, what's the name of that BlackBerry?
Touch?
No, not Touch. Touch was mad.
Phantom?
No, not Phantom. That Z. That BlackBerry Z, then the other one, F or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I don't
know. Those things were huge. Okay, so I'm saying we saw BlackBerry, we saw those, we witnessed every single decade that mattered.
The early Androids and all that.
Ah, no. The Gen Zs, we've actually seen everything. We witnessed to go to Twitter, to the start of social media, to where we are in life now, to Rant of a Niger Boy, to my podcast. Guy, we've witnessed every single thing that has transpired in life that has made sense. From how Michael Jackson was, to Drake, to every single thing. Ah, no. Guy, I've seen it all.
Everything. Every single thing. In fact, our stories are going to be the craziest stories.
And we're the only generation that can say we've actually seen it all. Maybe millennials to an extent, but millennials don't get to enjoy it as much. Because when Cartoon Network was sopping, we were kids. And that was the best period of Cartoon Network. Best period. When Power Rangers, all those things were sopping, we were actually kids then. So we got to enjoy it. Moving on to when all these other things happened, we got to enjoy it. Now that social media is happening, we're at the stage where Gen Z is, where we can enjoy social media the most, because we're 21, 20, whatever. Oh, man, no, generation is blessed. One thing again, I feel I don't like about Gen Z is that as much as we are problem solvers and we can create solutions, one thing is this following people's opinion. So I don't like talking about this incident. When a big incident happens, I wanted to cite out some people, I won't. Okay. When a big incident happens, the Gen Z's, a lot of Gen Z's will be waiting. I don't have an opinion on this.
They
are
looking for their favorite.
I don't know who is wrong or right. Let one influencer just come and tell me who is wrong or right. Everybody will just be on hold on me.
No, that's how it is now. Everybody needs something to believe in.
Omar, I don't have an opinion on this. When it's a simple situation that you can decipher yourself.
By yourself.
And just pick out who is wrong and who is right. Oh, wait. Omar, who they wrong for this matter? Let me wait for Papaya X or somebody. Papaya X or Mr. Jelof or somebody.
Yeah, somebody to come and talk.
Somebody
first.
or Ransom in Ajabo.
Then I'll follow.
And tell me who is wrong and who is right. But that's one thing I do not like about. But we know how to solve problems. We need to solve problems.
Yeah, we know how to solve problems and also create them.
And one thing again about, I feel as much as we judge each other,
yeah,
because we are very judgmental.
Yeah.
We don't academically, no matter how much you struggle, I feel like we Gen Z's, we still always feel like there's an avenue to still be successful. It was not like when the other generation, people that were struggling,
I get what you're saying.
But you can be last, like even Osimhen. You know,
yeah, yeah, there are many ways out these days, yeah. I get that's what you're trying to say, right?
And so we could still be in the worst academic position.
Yes,
and still not care. Because the person in the worst academic position could come out to be the person in the most successful position.
True, 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 true.
That's why we don't really judge if this person is carrying last. Who cares if this person is carrying? We are now at a position where this person graduated out of class. Who cares? All these things, we don't really care about it.
I get what you're saying, Sha. I get what you're saying. But I wanted to cite something, but no.
Cite it.
It's politics, so.
No, cite it.
Peter will be graduated with a pass now. He's a billionaire.
He graduated with a pass.
Yeah.
We have so many academic achievements.
I mean, I know Sabi.
No, I heard one. I don't want this thing to be Peter Obi campaign, whatever.
Yeah.
I wish all of them the best. I still don't know who I'm going to vote for, Sha.
But can I?
Who are you going to vote for?
Me? Who to vote for Peter Obi now?
That's you. I still don't know who I'm going to vote for. Yeah, because sure. I was very, very confident that Barry was going to do a good job. He came out. He's a catastrophe. Okay, disaster. So
You guys hear that? He was confident. The roast him. Roast his life.
No, I'm saying the first regime.
I know. Yes, roast him.
So me, I'm going to actually take my time and be very analytical.
Take your time and take your L.
I'm going to be very analytical with who I think is going to be. So now, the last thing I'm going to talk about, Jess, is I feel like we've given them enough plaudits. We've held them enough.
Mm.
But I wanted it to be very balanced. I'll talk about the good side of Gen Z.
Yeah, let's roast them.
One thing that I find heavily critical, and is even worrisome to an extent. Guy, the sex drive of Gen Z's is something else. Why?
Let me tell you something.
Wait. Why will you be 21 and your body count will be three figures?
Hold on. I think for the sex drive, it's just because we are more open about topics on sex, honestly. Everybody's having as much sex. Every generation. Yes.
No.
That's my conclusion, honestly. It's just because we are honestly, very open.
Say that honestly.
Because if you go to, you can just go on Twitter now and you just see somebody outrightly talking about their sexual experience, stuff like that. Just talk about it freely with strangers, people that you do not know on the internet.
And we're very open but then
that's why you think it is more.
Kaibo is more true. It's much.
It's much. So much. It is more. If it's gonna be more, it's going to be like a 60-40 to the millennial generation.
So 40 the millennials.
Yeah.
No, the millennials are crazy. Bro.
Yeah. That's
I don't
what I'm saying.
Talk about our parents or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine.
It's okay.
I don't want to imagine that way. But let's talk about us. Which is too much.
It's because of they are open about it. My conclusion.
Let me tell you something. Yeah? I was in a place one day. I just finished watching a podcast. One of these podcasts. And this girl was saying she's 26. She's not Gen Z, she's a millennial. But the people that were interviewing her are Gen Z's. So she says she's 26. And her body count is 50. So to me, it sounded weird to me.
50 times or 50 people?
50 people.
Jesus.
So now, the way body count works, if you have sex with one person more than once, that's still one body count. No?
How is it?
That's still one body count now. Body count is not many times you have sex, you know? How will you be able to keep track with how many
50 people is loud, though.
Okay.
So why hide the why? No,
but the thing is that.
You didn't want 50 friends.
The thing is that. What do I want to say? The thing is that is inclusive of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So she counted the women too in her calculation.
Okay,
so when Anna went, I was having a conversation with some people. I won't necessarily categorize them as my friends. I think that was the second time I was meeting them. So I now brought up the conversation that this lady is 26 and she has slept with 50 people. And I don't want to tell them it was inclusive of men. Everyone is normal.
50 people.
So me, I was just like,
No, they were just trying to crack jokes with you.
No, they were serious. It's normal. No, the first guy that started is normal. He has spent most of his life in England.
50.
It's not abnormal. I mean, it's abnormal to me.
Okay, now that you said the country, like that part, that part of the world, you know, it's different.
The remaining two are outright, like, they've spent all their lives and they say it's normal to have slept with 50 people at our slender age, or how would I even categorize it as 50 people, bro?
That's too much.
That's too much. Now. And these are the sex drive, other than living fake life, other than
smoking boo in your father's house, you're not pushing, you're not complaining. My father doesn't love me, he's toxic because he wants to smoke boo in his parlor.
Other than that, we're gems because our hustle mindset.
I'm a gem.
For sure.
I'm a gem from Germany.
Our problem solving skills.
Did you get the joke?
Guy, you're a gem from Germany. Get the fuck away. Our not caring, our being. How we look at
inconsiderate.
This girl that sued her grandmother. our not being able to be manipulated, not caring about motivational speakers.
I don't know, man. Me, I will not sue my grandmother, but I think for her, she's doing the right thing. What if that 400 keys her last cash and she plans a good life for herself? Come on, she's calling her money, man.
She's not allowing her grandmother to manipulate.
Your grandmother should bring out the money.
I feel wrong calling it manipulation, but...
It's manipulation, no? Because right from the onset, she knew that she would not pay that money. And she knew that they would give her that money because she's her grandmother. Would the girl give... I'm not sure she would give a random person or her friend sure. 400k.
And that... these days, man, if you borrow, don't expect to be paid.
Now, when I get money now, when I see money borrow, sir?
Unless you do the person proper chingon marking before you get paid back. But normally, where we are going now, if you borrow...
If you want to borrow, just first remove your mind from the money, man. Unless, heart attack.
Should we just quickly touch on how much of a mess Nigeria is now?
I'm not from Nigeria. I don't know what you're saying, bro.
The fact that... And Jesus always want to leave. Most of them want to leave. But me, I don't want to leave. I've said this thing.
And now, most people that want to leave already planned their life, I guess. The opportunity they're looking for is not here.
But it's not as if you leave, you can't make it there too. There's still a possibility you struggle.
See, there's struggle everywhere, but... those struggles are struggles that make sense. How could you struggle, never struggle? I don't have lights. That's my struggle. Can you imagine in 2022, I don't have NEPA. That's my problem. People are having big problems. I can't afford this, my second house. Big problems. Oh, my business valuation is dropping from $3 million. He talks, I don't have lights in my house. Our road is bad. My car have accidents because the road was... Do you understand? The problems here are not worth it. They are not even things you should be, like, stressing your mental health for, man.
But again, Gen Z's, actually, I just love the fact, I know I've stated this, but I just love the fact that we saw the world evolve to where it is now. You know, we've come a long way. Wait, to Gen Z's, we went through PS1, PS2, PS3,
for you.
PS4, PS5, and we enjoyed every single
all thing. All the FIFA are safe.
Exactly, because we enjoyed PS1 when PS1 was always, and we're kids
PS1
there.
To 5.
No. We've actually seen the world evolve, and those memories will last in our head forever.
All the wrestling, safe. Wrestling was hot.
When wrestling made sense. Things don't make sense again. When music actually... Okay, music still makes sense now to an extent. When wrestling made sense, we went through all those Nollywood movies. All those Nollywood movies when they made
yes,
sense.
Yes, Aki and Popo.
We actually went through the Aki and Popo generation.
Sam Lokum. May so rest in peace.
And we actually enjoyed it when we were kids.
If you watch those movies now, guy, you will laugh crazy, man. They are mad. They are too funny. Like outrightly funny. They're not even trying to be. They just do it. Without even trying to be.
That's why I say this is the generation alpha. I don't know what's happening there. And we actually played with tires, we played ball, we did all those outdoor games, and we did indoor things too.
Yeah. The outdoors were better, Sha.
Outdoors were better, but now people don't need to do outdoors. They're only focused on phone. Yeah, and I'm happy that when we were kids, we actually enjoyed those outdoor experiences. And now our grown up are enjoying social media experience. Not like this generation that.
So, what do you call these new generations?
It's not alphas or whatever.
The new ones.
Or X.
The newest ones.
Let me. I think there's Generation X or something.
We know they categorize them. Now we be the bad guys and like, that's all.
No, for sure. So, Emmanuel, thank you very much. How is your life now? What's happening in your life?
Man, nothing serious. I'm just trying to be a better software developer here. Yeah, right now. Nothing fun happening in my life, man.
Asha, it is what it is, man. Yeah. Since the tech game is booming. Instagram. So before you guys log out, I drop your social handles.
No, I'm good. I don't want them to come and fry me. I don't have any. My Instagram has been blocked.
I remember it has been blocked. So yeah, guys, thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Tell me what you think on my social handles. On my Instagram, @RansomNigeriaBoy, Twitter, @RansomNigeriaBoy, and Snapchat, guess what? @RansomNigeriaBoy.
So, guess what?
Yo, guys, make sure you share, make sure you comment, make sure you like all my posts, make sure you support the movement, RansomNigeriaBoy. By God's grace, one day the movement is going to be global. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Emmanuel, thank you very much for coming up on the podcast.
Thank you very much for coming on the podcast, Emmanuel.
why are you thanking yourself? You have sense. Okay, later guys, it's a wrap.
Yeah, later.